Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. Your sports bros here. Rob, that's me.
Sada.
Big Six right over there.
Right here.
Look at him.
Let's look at Kendrick Perkins. No man has tried to bring back the turtleneck quite like Kendrick Perkins, which is interesting because he's a hefty lad. And when you're a big dude, the idea of the turtleneck / sport coat, that just seems like that's a lot of body heat. You got the hot lights and the camera on
it's
you.
It's also almost June in Oklahoma.
I know.
That too.
I want to know what's going on with, like, I'm guessing the sweat situation inside Kendrick Perkins' suit. They're doing the pregame here in Oklahoma City. Boy, I'll bet you there is a lot of moisture there. Just there's some yeast growing in there.
Mm.
Sorry, I got distracted by every time I see that guy, he's got a turtleneck on.
Coming up tonight in the club, where is Sook's future daughter-in-law when we need her?
Mm.
I have a story.
Interesting. Probably dealing with a dead raccoon somewhere.
It involves pigeons.
Oh.
We have crypto torture, and we also have a very forward-thinking country who is cracking down on aisle lice.
Wait, aisle lice?
That's right.
I didn't know there was... Do I need to be worried about...
I was not aware of this term. I don't think it's what it sounds like, but it's interesting nonetheless.
I don't like this
at
all.
Yeah, aisle lice are the people who get up early on an airplane.
I didn't know they were called that until
rush up to the front
okay. And
pass you by because they need to get off the plane faster than you.
We had... When I was coming back from Italy, our connection was through Seattle, and it was fairly late at night, and we had one guy on the very back of the plane with me, and he had to make a connection, and we were running a little late, so they did the, hey, can everyone not get up? We got a guy on the back of the plane, and he's got like 20 minutes to make a connection.
Well, that's fair.
Right? No.
Yeah, help that man.
Right, like, let's go. And I was in the second to the last row, and he was in the row behind me. He was in the very last row. So I hear all this going down with the flight attendant. And I'm like hoping my man, you know, gets it because he's been on a long ass flight too. And he was, because we were coming from freaking Istanbul to Seattle. And then I think he was catching the last flight to LAX or something. Maybe it was Phoenix. And it was the last flight. My man's got to make it. So they make the announcement. Can everyone just sit down? We got a guy on the back of the plane ready to go. So he pulled up to the gate. My man grabs his bag. He's getting a rope. Guess what freaking happened?
Like six people hop out in the aisle?
Yeah, a handful of people. Like, I'm going to say 8 to 10 people.
God.
At varying locations all jumped up and got in this guy's way. And, like, the dude was livid. And, like, someone was giving him guff. And they had to come back on the PA or whatever, and be like, can everyone just sit down? We got one guy that needs to get off the plane. And it wasn't one person. Like, 8-plus people had to stand up and block this guy's way. I was like, dude, that guy should have terry-tated every one of their asses.
Now, how many do you think knew what they were doing, and how many were totally oblivious?
I don't know.
I mean, think the vast majority are totally oblivious.
But they made the...
But they're not listening.
Just not listening, little headphones
they're,
in or something.
They're
I don't
in
know.
Their own
yeah,
world.
I guess.
People are in their own world, man.
Yeah, I mean, they were... All I know, and maybe I was... I mean, I was right back by it, but they did a whole thing. They're like, hey, because it was like while we're approaching the gate, they made the announcement. So I couldn't believe it. And then they acted as if like, this is ridiculous. Oh,
I'm so sorry.
You don't have to get mad.
Yeah. The dude was clearly pissed. Bristly. And the one person that was in the middle of the plane was throwing this guy guff. I was like, dude, run their ass over.
I think we're going to stop.
So last night, the Pacers took a 3-1 lead on the Knicks.
Yeah.
And Tyrese Halliburton had a game for the ages.
Yeah, one of the best triple-doubles we've ever seen.
Although, Buckley was sweating that triple-double bet because he didn't get any rebs in the third quarter.
Dude, that was hilarious. Buckley had a nice little long shot on him to get a triple-double.
Yeah.
And he had 8 boards at the half and already had double-digit assists and double-digit points.
He actually had 9 and the league took one away from him. So it was like, now I needed 2.
Conspiracy.
And I'm getting ready to... We're sitting down getting ready to watch the start of the Book of Mormon. And Buckley sends a group text being like, guys, end of the third quarter. No assists or no rebounds.
No rebounds, yeah.
And I was like, dude, are you going to get skunked?
I thought it might happen. He got one with about 5 minutes left, but he didn't get the last one until there was like 1:50 left on the clock.
Well, you were sweating.
Is that right?
That's right.
That's fantastic.
It was a sweat.
By the way, someone actually went and analyzed the film. He went, NFL style, he went 77 for 77 for 440 yards,
yeah.
0 incompletions.
Yeah, if he were a quarterback.
If he was a quarterback.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll get to... Okay, so the thing about Halliburton, first of all, last night, just... Here's his line. 32 points, 15 assists, 12 rebounds, 4 steals, and no turnovers.
Yeah.
He is the first player in NBA history to go 30, 15, and 10 with no turnovers in a playoff game. That has never happened.
No.
There was another one where he was the third player... Yeah, so was it what was the Jokic Oscar Robertson one?
Yeah, so he's just the third player ever to have a 30 plus points, 15 plus assists, 10 plus rebound game in the playoffs, but he's the only one to do it with no turnovers. Jokic and Robertson
right, okay.
have done that too.
Right, that's what it was. So just an oddball game, yeah. But just his it's kind of hard to describe his style, because there may be some of you that haven't even watched him or don't care about the NBA or whatever. He is very unique. First of all, his shot looks terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know, and that's part of why he was never really recruited out of high school. Apparently, he said he was a zero-star recruit because he shot like that, and everybody was like, what the hell is this guy?
Yeah, but Iowa State.
Yeah, he played at Iowa State, but he fell to number 12 in the draft. The thing about him is he is their point guard, but he passes all he does not hold on to the ball.
No.
So he's a really, really interesting player in a sense that he is their point guard, but he gets rid of the ball faster than anybody in the league.
It's not he's not really like driving and kicking and kind of putting the offense into
right.
motion.
And right now he's the anti Jalen Brunson, who is the
yes.
handle the ball yes. and run that clock down and work for something. They do totally opposite things.
So this says the NBA player tracking system keeps tabs on exactly how long players keep hold of the ball once they have it, and the names at the top of the list could form an all-star roster. There's, of course, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 16-year veteran James Harden. Knicks point guard Jalen Brunson held the ball more than anyone this season, keeping it for 6.1 seconds whenever he touched it. Halliburton is the opposite. Over the regular season, he held the ball for 3.7 seconds. That's less than several other all-star point guards. It's less than both LeBron James and Bronny. It's less, in fact, than 136 other players in the NBA.
Yeah.
Which is wild because he's a point guard. It's less than guys at other positions
yeah.
who don't have the ball that much. And they say it is an oddity because alongside everything else, he is plenty good at scoring himself. In game one, he hit the shot of the playoffs, a high bouncing jumper that tied the Knicks and propelled the Pacers to an overtime win. But by getting the ball out of his hands, Halliburton turns it into something even more valuable than a high-volume scorer. He is the engine of one of the fastest and most entertaining offenses in the entire NBA. And so if you listen to him talk, and if you saw his quotes after the game and everything, he thinks like a point guard. He's like, look, if I'm going to be in control of the ball, I got it. He likened it to a mom. Your job as a mom is to take care of everyone else. He is the mom of the offense. He will get them the ball, and he gets it to them fast.
Well, and that's I saw some of the Knicks players talking about this. I guess in Carlisle's offense, their whole thing is they just keep running actions at you.
Yep. That's right.
So his whole thing is he wants to get down, and I think it was. I don't remember who was one of the Knicks was like, the hardest thing about Indiana is you can stop the first motion, but then the second and the third and the fourth. And they said it just never stops.
And even on made buckets, they're starting that action with like 20, 19, 18 seconds on the clock, and they get through four or five sets and it runs you down.
Part of him. Like when the ball comes down, he starts that initiate. And when it comes back to him, he keeps moving it. And it's a hell of a thing. So it's like, it's the perfect system with the perfect player. And it's a lot of complimentary guys that don't really play selfish ball because there's not a star
I
on
think
that
team. That right there is a key, is that you've got everybody on that team buying in.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of guys that wouldn't want to play that way. Exactly. There's a lot of guys. Well, I mean, look, the really good players, most of them want to hold on to the ball. Yeah. That is how you do it, but it becomes predictable.
Yeah. And no one on that team needs the ball.
No.
And that's the whole point. That's what Suk was just saying. So I think that's what makes them work, is they are a collection of guys who are buying into this. And that's what makes them really interesting to watch. They're fun to watch, first of all, because they average like 120 points a game.
Yeah.
But they just go lightning fast. Yeah. And they can attack you from any angle. Apparently, they throw 323 passes a night in the playoffs, which is by far the most of any team in the league.
Yeah.
So if you like old school basketball where it's like move and cut and pass and share,
this is it.
This is your team.
Not to put you on the spot, but what's the discrepancy between the other teams? Do we know what they average or anything like that? Like how far back others are?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
See if I can find that.
But that was just the playoff number. And they, you know, like I said, they strike quickly. They're also saying that 30% of their shots in the playoffs have been designated wide open. Think about that.
Yeah.
And I think that's designated with a defender nowhere within 6 feet of the shooter, something like that.
Is that what it is? Yeah, six feet. That's right. Yeah. That's what it is. 30% of their shots in the postseason have been wide open. That's insane.
Yeah.
And what's also cool about that is if we get Oklahoma City v. Indiana, Oklahoma City's defense is going to challenge that big time. Because that team can defend.
Yeah, and they're long and they're rangy.
So I think Indiana's kind of a live dog against Oklahoma City.
Sure.
Oklahoma City is the better team, but can they defend these actions that Indiana's throwing at them? It's going to be really interesting to see them and how they adapt to that. A lot of it's going to be about, it's like a styles make fights matchup.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to be about coaching and how you tried to defend Indiana, because they haven't played a defense like Oklahoma City's
yet. Well, there is no defense. I mean, Oklahoma City's been the best team in the league all year. And the weird part about the Pacers is, dude, the Pacers are the fourth seed in the East, for God's sakes. Now, I know since the start of the calendar year, they've been a lot better, but it is saying something that Oklahoma City has kind of been on top the entire year, and Indiana is the fourth seed in the East, the supposedly sorry ass East, and yet here they are.
They got confidence.
Yeah. Well, and
the Celtics got knocked off.
Yeah.
And they're just, I don't know. I mean,
the second year in a row they've been in the conference finals.
It also could be, the flip side of this is, it could be that they get into this matchup with Oklahoma City
and
just get absolutely, you know, Oklahoma City's like, yeah, cute little team there.
Well, and Halliburton has been phenomenal, and Siakam's been big, and then they've gotten some performances. You know, Mathurin will come off the bench and all of a sudden explode, and then who's the guy that had he hit the six threes against
Nesmith
had the six threes in the comeback game. What I'm going to be interested in, and this, like, Oklahoma City's done this to Anthony Edwards, where they're like, cool, we're just not going to let you beat us because we've got, I mean, they just have so many good defensive players, and you wonder if they do that to Halliburton is not going to have the series that he's having here when he plays Oklahoma City. Something tells me they are not going to let him beat him. And so that becomes for...
But that's the danger. That's exactly what we're talking about.
And that's
about
what I'm saying. Can those guys...
He will get everyone else involved.
Yeah. And so now we're going to find out.
Because they get going downhill and they get going fast. Yeah. They're really going to test Oklahoma City's defense.
If you can limit Halliburton, is there enough with... No offense, but Miles Turner and Siak, is there enough of that to beat Oklahoma City? I think that's a fun question.
I just don't think they're going to eliminate Halliburton because of the way he plays. Ant is the traditional, I'm going to hold the ball and we're just going to throw everything at you. Indiana is going to make Oklahoma City do more because Tyrese does not hold the ball.
Yeah.
He moves the ball, and that's where they get dangerous because as you're closing out everywhere else, all of a sudden Tyrese Halliburton's throwing 32 on you.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I don't know why we don't like him more, or maybe it's just too new, or maybe they just need to win a title before we start talking more about it. But that is a really unique team and a unique player, and he seems like a great kid. And I think, and didn't the NBA, all the players come out and say he was like the most overrated player in the league?
Yeah, they voted him at the start of the year.
14% of the players who voted.
We should love this guy.
Well, and,
he's everything that's right about basketball.
Well, Indiana has been built in an interesting way, and because small market, right? And they've built this thing by taking chances, and if only a team like Portland could have the people in charge of Indiana. Oh, wait.
Guys, move on.
What are you talking about? Kevin Pritchard?
And Chad Buchanan.
Is Buchanan still there?
Yeah, the two guys responsible for building the Indiana.
God.
Well, and you know, give Indiana, right, they made two giant swings in that they dealt, we won't deal in Portland. We won't even deal average players. My God, C.J. McCollum never made an all-star game, right? Like, we can't trade C.J. Like, Shaden Sharp gets benched, and for a lot of Blazer fans, like, yeah, under no circumstances could you ever trade him, right? Now, who else, Tomani Kamara right now. Oh, nope. We need 9 first-round picks if we're going to trade him. Indiana traded a two-time All-Star. They had Sabonis, and they dealt a two-time All-Star for a young, up-and-coming player in Halliburton. You imagine if we did that in Portland, if we traded a two-time All-Star, which, by the way, we haven't had an All-Star in 15 years outside of Damian Lillard. He's the only one we've had. You imagine if we traded a two-time All-Star for an unproven young guard. Oh my God. People here would lose their ass. Oh, and then by the way, they gave up 3 first round picks for Pascal Siakam, who, by the way, the Blazers tried to get multiple times, but they weren't willing to give up the multiple picks to go get him. And here Indiana is in the second of back-to-back conference title runs because they had the balls to move an all-star and take a chance on a young guard. And then they went out and made a ballsy move and gave up future picks to go get what they thought was a key piece in this, in Siakam, and it's worked out.
So Indiana got Halliburton, Buddy Hield, and Tristan Thompson. India. And then Sacramento got Sabonis, Justin Holiday, Jeremy Lamb, and a second.
Yeah.
That was in 2022.
And Sabonis is a fine player, but yeah, you think maybe one of them got the better end of that deal? And by the way, you mentioned, how many passes did you say Indiana is throwing?
It was 323 a game.
323 to comp. I found the New York Knickerbockers are throwing The New York Knickerbockers are throwing 253.
Yeah. So they're at 320.
320. So significantly more ball movement.
And that's what it takes. That's hard to guard.
Yes.
That is, it's going to test Oklahoma City.
I know that the NBA is probably going to be licking some wounds because it's going to be Oklahoma City and Indiana and people are going to roll their eyes, but
Styles
make fights, and I think this is going to be fun.
It should be.
I hope.
And then again, it'll probably be gentleman's suite, you know, Oklahoma City. I don't know. It's one of those things you just never know until they get on the floor together.
Yeah.
But I just feel like we should believe in the way Indiana plays.
Yes.
Could give anyone problems. And if it doesn't, that's just a testament to how freaking great Oklahoma City is built.
Yeah.
But they're pretty young.
Yeah. And that may be the one.
And is the coaching advantage in Indiana? I think it is.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what, if Rick Carlisle leads that Dallas Mavericks team that he led and then this Indiana team, no offense to Eric Spoelstra, but Eric Spoelstra won titles and he had this guy by the name of LeBron. Dude, Rick Carlisle beat LeBron James with Dirk, and the next best player was what, Jason Terry? And now if Indiana found a way to do it with Haliburton and Pascal Siakam, I mean, that's all-timer stuff. And we just don't think of Rick Carlisle in that way, and maybe we should. Win or lose, maybe we should start putting some respect
Jim
on
Jim Carrey.
Some respect on that red ass. By the way, did you see someone asked him a question and he got all pissy?
He's a jerk.
He is.
He's like a he's not even smart ass jerk like Pop.
Yeah.
No, he's just straight
a
up
grade
jerk.
A jerk.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone asked him a simple question about I think it was about like Haliburton and like the triple double and how great the numbers were or whatever. And he's like, who gives a damn about numbers? This is about team ball. And like, he freaked out and started yelling about like, someone asked him about like players putting up good numbers. And he freaked out about how we focus on numbers and that's not how you win ball. Hey, dude, lighten up. How about this? Hey, can you imagine the triple double, you know, that your best player put up? Oh yeah, it was an amazing performance. And then move on. You have to.
Is he married? Rick Carlisle. I wonder what his wife's like.
Probably very quiet.
I'll Google that real quick here. Yeah, Donna. Married in 2000. He's been married for 25 years.
Hey. Maybe we have, some of those coaches, it's just like they go off and do their thing. And
she likes it that way.
Yeah, likes it that way.
He's probably easier to handle when he's not around for 7 months.
I would assume so. I think it might be one of those things like where, like if he ever decides to retire, she's like, hey, Rick, I'm going to need you to get out of the house. And
Dude, he's instant divorce the second he retires.
I need you to go, need you to go do some stuff.
All right, standings check is coming up next on The Fan. All right, time for a quick Memorial Day baseball standings check. I see where the Mariners are still in first place.
Are you out of your mind?
Game up.
They are up one on the Houston Astros, The cheating Astros.
They've come back down to earth a little bit, but dude, the dumper is having
Oh my God.
Dude, that guy's amazing.
Who do we credit for the Mariners actually being able to hit now?
I don't know.
Because it's quite a turnaround.
It really is. Well, who thought that freaking Jorge Polanco, like we made fun of that when they brought in Jorge Polanco.
Is he still kicking some butt?
Not to where he was. Like I said, they've come back down to earth a little bit, but he's having a really good year for them, and like that was kind of mocked as like the big addition, and he's been freaking awesome. Let alone the dumper is just he just gets better and better and better.
So right now it's very bizarre, but the home run leader in Major League Baseball is Shohei Ohtani.
Yes,
you may remember him.
Yeah, Polanco's down to 282, but in Mariner world,
he's plummeted.
Yeah, I know. Well, he was hitting like 340, but you knew he wasn't going to hit 340. But in Mariner world, dude, 282 is like 400. Last year, the Mariners collectively hit like 215.
So Ohtani has 20 bombs.
Yeah,
leading baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Judge, third with 18 bombs. Second, Cal Raleigh.
The freaking dumper.
With 19.
And Cal's always been a power hitter. And again, he hits 210. He's hitting 260.
Yeah, he's been real real strong.
Yes, he's been phenomenal.
Somebody's saying Edgar Martinez is the guy to credit. So he's their hitting instructor.
Well, that's what their dumb GM, who I can't stand, and I guess we give him, I guess you have to give him some credit.
DePoto.
They were saying at the why he didn't make any real moves in the offseason. He pointed to the fact that when they made the switch and they fired their hitting coach and they fired their manager and they went last year with Dan Wilson and they brought in Edgar Martinez, the hitting in the I forget what it was however many games they had, like the last 40 games or whatever, the numbers were an instant jump. Like when Martinez came on board. And so they did say that they were counting on Edgar being there full time and they thought he could make a real difference. And, you know, they didn't make a lot of additions and their offense has been so much better.
Where has that been? I'm like, he's been sitting out there forever. Like, why only now did they figure out, oh, maybe Edgar Martinez, one of our best hitters of all time, could help our guys hit?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, but that's. I mean, great hitters aren't always great coaches, but
he has made
a difference. Obviously,
seems a little late. Anyway,
and they said last year you could see it, and this year it's been it's been great. Their offense is not dreadful.
So Raleigh is the first catcher in the history of baseball to homer from both sides of the plate in a game.
Mm-hmm.
Homer twice from the left side in a game and twice from the right side in a game in the same season. Nobody has ever done that, catcher.
I can't say I knew that.
He's already done that, and it's we're not even to June.
Nope.
And he's done it in the same season.
Yeah. And the other weird thing is, in that division, and I know that division right now isn't like the end-all, the be-all, but the Astros aren't bad. The Angels have been better than expected. The Mariners have the best offense in that division. They have 247 runs scored. The Astros have 230, the Angels 224, and the Athletics 235. When's the last time the Mariners led that division in runs scored?
2001.
I'm looking here at like some of the others. The Tigers have 288 and the Yankees 304, but 247 puts them, I mean, that's in the top third of the American League.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And you know who the hitting coach of the Rangers is right now?
I do not.
And the Rangers can't hit.
They can't hit a freaking lick.
Brett Boone. So in fairness to Brett Boone,
yeah,
he's new. They were so bad, they already fired their hitting coach and brought in Brett Boone. So now you have division rivals with Edgar leading the bats of the Mariners and Brett Boone leading the bats of the Rangers.
Can I say, just off...
That's a battle I'm here for.
It is, but at the same time, everyone loves Edgar Martinez, and Brett Boone, he's a douche. So
right. And he's on steroids.
Well, yeah.
Do you think he'll get him back on the sauce out there in Texas?
I would hope so. Do we still test for that? I feel like, when's the last time? Well, someone just got dinged.
I think so.
Someone just got dinged.
A pitcher.
Yeah.
Alvarado from the Phillies.
Yeah. Let's say,
like, idiot.
It doesn't happen that often anymore. Someone gets dinged. So yeah,
that is true.
Get back on the sauce.
Do you think guys are really like...
No, they're just finding better ways to...
Yeah. They're taking different stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just... Like, do you think Judge is on something? Well, I think he's on something. I just mean, is there something enhancing his performance illegally? How about that?
I know.
Guys hitting 400.
There's enough, guys have so much money now, and there's enough science being put towards this. I think if you've got the money in a sophisticated program and you want to do something, I think it's fairly easy to do. How about that? Whether or not he's doing something, who knows? But there's not a single player in the world in any sport that if they got caught using a performance enhancing drug would surprise me. Because there's so much money on the line, and it works. We all know it works. And so whether that's, you know, going over to Europe, guys doing peptides now, guys doing HGH, what was the one? Fast acting testosterone, where guys can get it out of their system. The other one that I've read about is guys will go in and they will literally get their blood work done every week, and they keep their testosterone level right at the legal limit. So synthetically, they can make it to where it's literally right there. So even though it's not like you're not going Incredible Hulk style, you can make sure that your body is at the peak optimal level that will not get you busted. So is it illegal? I guess technically, but guys are too sophisticated and too much money to get caught nowadays, unless you're sloppy and dumb, which is why you see a lot of young guys that just get sloppy with it and maybe... Because what do they say? Like, a lot of the Latin players, when they go back home, it's all just available like in pharmacies. And some of those guys get caught because they're just sloppy and it's unsophisticated. But if you get a guy that's making a couple $100 million, he's got a doctor behind him, and, you know, he's got a lab and all that stuff. I mean, that's the reason why A-Rod and like Bonds and those guys got caught, is because of federal investigations, not because they failed tests.
This is a serious question.
Yeah.
Real quick. If Ohtani gets popped
mm-hmm.
for steroids,
yeah,
do we care?
Not like we used to, but it'd be a bummer. Yeah. It would be a bummer. But we certainly wouldn't care the way we used to.
If we find out Ohtani's all juiced up.
Yeah. It would hurt his legacy. Big time. But he wouldn't be a pariah like Bonds, or I don't think that. I just think that outlet level of outrage and that sort of pearl clutching, I think that's.
We don't have the energy for that.
No.
Anymore.
No. And I think we understand now that...
Well, some of us.
Yeah, I just think we all understand now that there... We know what goes into... Enough big names have been caught, and we've had enough scandals where we're like, okay, if you ask the average person, what percentage of professional athletes are on something.
I love Tesla.
I'm guessing that most people assume that number is fairly high. And so there's just no more.
You think Otani's doing that kind of stuff?
I bet he's on something. To what grounds is legal? I just think every high-level athlete is pushing the line. And some are willing to cross the line, and some are willing to go right to it. But I promise you, when you're making $700 million, you're on something, right? You're taking supplements. You're taking stuff, you know, whether it's when you get injured, you're doing PRP, you're doing stem cells. Like I said, you're on peptides. You're on, you know, they're just, you have a team that is helping you make sure that you stay healthy and recover at a high level. So you're on something. It's just to which level. Like I said, where does that go, and what do you feel is cheating?
Y'all want to buy some drugs?
Well, and this is the one I've always said, like, and I've, okay, I've been totally honest about it. When I first got, the only thing I've ever done that would have been considered illegal is they used to give us the Mark McGwire stuff, the
Andro.
And then that got banned, and guys still took it for a little bit. And then, but once it was not been able to give to us anymore, then that was the last, I guess steroid thing. It was the only thing I ever took that would have been considered illegal. I had a lot of guys on my team that did, and we had a bunch of guys that did it. I never did. I was too scared. I always thought I was going to get caught. But this is why I don't get judgy about it. So you take a bunch of guys that were on steroids or HGH, and they were used to get bigger, stronger, faster, and recover and not get hurt. And that was deemed as those guys were cheating bastards. I took so many narcotics and so many amphetamines and anti-inflammatories. I lived on that stuff. I mean, lived on it. It's the only way that I stayed on the field. So but everything I was doing was considered fine, even though that stuff was literally ripping my guts out and killing me, destroying my liver, screwing up my kidneys. I lived on Toradol for months at a time. Why was that considered fine and not performance enhancing? Because there's no way I could have played without it. None. I mean, there'd be days before a game I could barely walk, but you give me a shot of Toradol and you give me a bunch of nasal inhalants and then give me some uppers, and all of a sudden I'm going out and playing a game. And that's considered brave and like, oh, dude, you're a tough guy. But the guy that's doing HGH or the guy that's doing steroids, that guy's considered like a piece of crap and a cheater. I'm not going to draw the difference between those two things. Just, it's the dirty secret. Professional sports does not exist without drugs, because guys can't make it through an entire season without some form of help. And it's just where you draw the line of what's legal, what's cheating, what's not. And I'm,
I say,
not,
do whatever you want. Yeah, I don't care.
I don't have a straight it's enough hand sports. To draw that line.
It's called baseball in particular.
All right, I've got one other baseball note. And look who's running the Colts. Coming up, here's Buck.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Coming up next segment, what happens when the BTJ or Nurse Nice take over a professional sports franchise? But first, another baseball note, real quick.
If the BTJ took over, there'd be a lot of Japanese players that'd be hired.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. She's quite racist when it comes to the...
Otani's Japanese.
Oh, believe me. I hear about him all the time. And she claims that the, because I tell her all the time, she's rooting for the Dodgers now. And I'm like, can you root for the Mets? And she goes, you don't have any Japanese. And I said, we do. I said, our best pitcher is Japanese. And she goes, yeah, but our Japanese is better. So she.
Well, they do have more Japanese than the
Dodgers. I understand, but we have one too. By the way, that sounds awkward.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
But yeah, she's a Dodger fan.
It's not
fan
the worst
now.
Thing you've ever said.
No.
But my mom is adorably racist.
Boy!
there you go.
The Angels are playing the Yankees tonight in Anaheim.
Yeah.
Tickets, $14.
Oh.
I just wanted to point out to you that also in Anaheim on Friday, the Savannah Bananas are going to be playing.
It's not $14.
$144.
Yeah. They're selling out Major League Baseball stadiums all over the country. In fact, I think they played like three or four football stadiums and sold out the football stadiums.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, yeah. They've been selling out. Like, I think they sold out Clemson, like 81,000.
Yeah. It's freaking nuts.
Bye.
They're worth millions now. And, like, they keep getting offers to buy the team. And they're like, it's a husband and wife team that took out like a $1 million loan to buy them.
I think they sold their house to do it.
They went into this massive debt and they keep getting these offers now for this huge amount of money. And they're like, nah, we're fine. We're going to keep doing this.
They're kind of young too.
Yeah.
Their names are Jesse and Emily Cole.
Yeah. And they're
great.
They sell out wherever they go. And it's like this barnstorming tour now. It's so, that is, if you don't know, like they've done, they're all 60 Minutes did a piece on them, ESPN, like just go to YouTube and type them in. Watch one of the 20-minute vignettes on those guys. That is one of the coolest stories in American sports.
Well, and people laughed. Yes. They're like, oh, that's never going to. Well, it worked.
Yeah, and they got a whole league now.
Yeah, they have a bunch of stuff. I guess they have the Banana Nanas.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who they are?
I do not, but I know that they have other teams.
It's a senior citizen dance team. The Banana Nanas, which I think is a great name. They also have the Man Nanas, and that would be their dad bod cheerleading squad. And they have the Banana Splits, which is a youth dance team.
Oh. Yeah, I've never been to a Savannah Banana game, but if they ever, you know who would insist on going to that would be the BTJ. She would.
Oh, I'd want to go.
Yeah, she would insist upon that. Although $144.
Yeah, that's a lot of dough.
That's a steep price.
I think it's worth it though, man.
Well, it's a once in a, you know.
It's this generation's Globetrotters. Yeah, I mean, that's what it feels like.
Yeah. You're right.
The Globetrotters was amazing. Yeah. I think that's hard to explain to a young right now how great and awesome they were.
Different version, different iterations, but it's like this generation's version of that, I think.
Well, this is why.
But it almost sells the Savannah Bananas short by comparing them to the Globetrotters.
Yeah,
but you're right.
That's
the
true.
Globetrotters were very popular. And it was a cool show. I mean, it was.
And there were plenty of times in my childhood where it was way harder to get Globetrotter tickets than Warrior tickets, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just like, if you're the couple, just be careful. Because they're turning down big offers to buy this team. that would be enough probably to retire. As awesome as the Savannah Bananas are, do you think that this is sustainable, or like much like the Globetrotters? Is this one of those things in a couple years just kind of,
I don't know, but
goes
away? I don't think they care.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like they give a He loves me. I guess the owner guy, Cole Jesse, is out there in his yellow tuxedo.
Yeah, he's the
ring. And his top hat.
Yeah, he's the guy that runs he's like, what are the...
On the mic?
Yeah, what's the circus guy?
It's like the MC... Oh, the ringleader?
Ringleader, ringmaster or whatever. Ringmaster? Yeah, he gets out there every game. And he loves it.
Yeah. They said since their very first season, they've sold out every single game. Yeah.
And they have a season ticket wait list of like a couple hundred thousand. Like, everyone wants a piece of this. It's freaking awesome. And
but hey, Angels Yankees tonight for 14 bucks.
Angels Yankees.
You can watch Aaron Judge.
I'm surprised, because when the Yankees come to town, it usually jacks up the price.
I know.
But
not in LA.
I know, that's
Shohei's the show.
Yeah. And I just thought the Yankees, because we did this, remember, we did this with the Colorado Rockies, right? I think it was the Rockies. It was like $6 to get in to watch them play. It was like the Phillies.
What is Colorado?
And then
Rockies?
The Yankees came like the next series after that, and the Yankee tickets were like $60. We decided that the Phillies was the best bang for your buck when going to see a crappy team, because it didn't raise the price.
Well, now, so I know my brother deals in Padres tickets down there.
I bet those are pretty expensive.
It's the Dodgers. Oh yes, the Padres are a huge deal down there. They sell out every night.
Yeah,
they've become a whole thing. But when the Dodgers come to town, good luck.
Yeah, you ain't getting them.
You ain't getting them.
No.
And if you do have them, you should sell them, because you'll make a mint.
Mm-hmm. In fact, the one time we were down in San Diego, I want to say it was maybe a couple years ago, and normally I'll just walk up to a baseball game with a couple bucks in your pocket and you can buy tickets. You know, people are selling them out front. And the Dodgers were in town, and so I was like, dude, let's get there early. This may be a tough one to get. I could not find a pair of tickets. We ended up in that the center field, like, you know, well, there's like a park thing. That was the only thing that we could get into. We could not find a pair of tickets to sell. It blew my mind. It was just a regular season game. And that's what someone said. They go, Dodgers come to town, you're not getting them.
Someone said the Globetrotters are still very alive and on tour continuously. Yeah, I know. But I think that's your point is, I mean, of course, that's been decades.
Yes.
Of success, but they're not what they used to be. No.
And they've been completely eclipsed by this, by like tenfold.
Dude, the Globetrotters don't sell out anywhere. That's just not I hate to do it.
And they've lost that mystique that they used to have.
Dude,
a lot of it was about the original guys that they had out there.
Yeah. Because I don't think they still do anything with us, but man, I remember back when doing the show and like the Globetrotters would come to town and they would give us like 100 tickets to give away. It was like, you couldn't, remember we would do like, it'd be like a family, like 8-pack of tickets, and no one wanted those things. Like, they were hard to give away. Meanwhile, the Savannah Bananas have hundreds of thousands of people waiting to get tickets. So I'm just saying, like, you can miss the boat on a cultural phenomenon, right? Stuff happens. And so it's tough to know when you have a business, are you a flash in the pan that's going to be popular for 2 or 3 years? Or is this something that, you know, continues to grow, and in 10 years from now, you're worth, you know, 100 times what you're worth now. And that's, you think about all the stuff that at one point was popular that fizzled and died after a year or two. It's a lot.
I will say this. It's been more than a year or two about the for the Globetrotters. They were formed in 1926.
Yes.
They have had a long run, and yes, they have lost. According to their website, they have over 27,000 wins, but 345 losses.
Oh, I didn't know it was that many. Because they used to play real basketball games, though, against teams.
Against the Generals.
No. They would actually play real basketball games against, like, college teams and stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't know if they've ever lost. I think maybe they lost once to the New Jersey Generals.
Well, they had, you know, they obviously weren't the original guys, but, or maybe they were. Well, no, that would have been the 20s. But they had Metalark Lemon. They had Curly Neal. They had Sweet Lou Dunbar.
Yeah.
Like those guys, that was must see. If they came to town, you had to go see them.
All you know is they were on Gilligan's Island in Scooby-Doo, for God's sakes. Somehow the Globetrotters ended up on the island. Like, that's how culturally relevant they are. And all I'm saying is right now the Globetrotters are far from relevant. They're just not.
Yeah, it's just not not the same. Anyway, look who's running the Colts next on The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Globetrotter updates.
Yeah.
The New Jersey Generals have beaten them 6 times.
That's it, huh?
6. And then I looked. The Globetrotters are still toured around. It looks like tickets. Face value, about $30 to $35
okay.
for seats.
I wonder why the Generals won 6 games. You know, you would think, I mean, the Globetrotters are the show. It's like just...
Yeah.
If it's close late, wouldn't you just let them win?
Well, my guess is maybe a couple times they decided that, you know, hey, let's actually play and, you know.
They got pissed off 6 times.
Well, maybe the Globetrotters actually wanted it competitive.
Or maybe the Globetrotters just blew it. The Generals were trying to let them win and they couldn't win.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's one of those things where the Globetrotters are supposed to hit a hook shot or whatever and it doesn't, you know.
By the way, the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight, they have 7 points. And we have 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
Oh, 19-7, yeah.
Not great.
Not great, Bob. Yeah. They're down 12.
What does the TNT crew say? 1-2-3 Cancun, right?
Yep. That's right.
I'm going to see if I can find
last nuggy.
I'm going to see if I can find some details on the New Jersey Generals beating the Harlem Globetrotters.
Okay. Well, we don't even have time for our last nuggy. But I'll throw it out anyway.
Nice.
In 1971, the Generals snapped a 2,495 game win streak of the Trotters.
2,495
game winning streak.
God, can you imagine being there that fateful evening?
And they won an overtime in Martin, Tennessee.
I do wonder how those happened, whether it was by accident or because of like a heel script flip or something like that.
Well,
like,
thanks for listening. We were just talking about
that. No, I know. I'm listening.
But can you imagine being there? Like, would you be pissed? Like, you're a little kid, like, oh, the Globetrotters, huh? and you go home and they've lost.
I'm doing some digging into this because there is video of it.
And is Curly Neal, is he pissed?
That's what I'm watching here. So continue with.
No, we're just gonna wait.
Well,
I want to watch you.
This is gonna take me
rocking you on a Friday. Why did I say that?
I just want to watch. I'm gonna watch you research.
I can't. I'm getting an ad right now for 1-800 contacts. Contacts are very important.
You want to go inside what it's like to sit in this role? Here now.
My eyes are very important to me.
Well, anyway, boy, forget my Colts talk. Good luck to me. Here now.
Who's running the team now?
Yeah, I was just going to. Well, his three daughters, you know, Jim Irsay died.
Yes. By the way, did we ever figure out what he died of? Like, I haven't seen. No one has said a word.
Well, living hard.
Yeah, well, I think you know why he died.
I think it's weird that they haven't.
It's not weird. It's right on brand.
Okay.
The guy was a drug addict.
I know.
And an alcoholic.
But I haven't heard one person say
that's exactly
what he died
of. Because he died of drugs and alcohol.
But you could just say like organ failure or something and we'll connect the dots.
Yeah, they ain't going to do that. They ain't going to give you that. Get out of here with that now. No, his three daughters are running the team. Here now.
Yeah,
here now.
Yeah,
now.
I saw that he had equally divvied up the team.
Carly, Casey, and Kalen.
Yeah.
And they've all been VPs, so they've been in the organization. They're in their 40s.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking about them because I was wondering how you would feel if your wife, well, you don't have a wife, but
no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Took over. Like, can you imagine being their husbands?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Your wife is now in charge of a NFL team.
Is there a power grab there between the husbands?
Well, you know, you're tossing out a few thoughts.
I would like to.
Like, listen, babe.
They go like Jared Kushner, and they're like, yeah, let me get a piece of that.
Well, I would.
I am interested because you can have, obviously, it split, but at the NFL owner meetings, there is only one. You need one representative. One person votes, one person attends league meetings. So one of those daughters is going to have to step up and kick the other two square in the,
Well, they already said it's Carly.
Oh, it's Carly.
The oldest. Oh. She's the one. She's the main one.
So if you're the husband, that's the husband that's like, hell. Because if you're the other husband, you're like, damn it.
Casey's husband's going like, dang it.
Yeah, really?
Pick the wrong
that's
one.
That's the close. Exactly. That's the closest you're ever going to come to running an NFL
and then
team.
Poor little Kalen's husband's like,
Do you think, being dead serious, would you be?
Yes.
You think you'd be a good owner?
Oh, I didn't think that was the question you were going to ask.
What did you think? You would swap wives?
I thought you were going to ask, like, would you be like the squeaky wheel? Would you be giving your wife like hot sports thoughts? And yes, I would.
You think you'd be a good one?
I think I could delegate quite well, yes. Yeah. I don't think I would. I mean, I don't know anything about. I'd be like Paul Allen. Like, I don't know.
No.
But I would. I think I could do a good job of hiring the people that know what they're doing.
Okay.
I feel like that's really what you should do as an owner.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what you do. Sign some checks and hire people. Yeah. And
but a lot of them meddle. And,
yeah,
you know.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think
I wouldn't meddle?
You don't think you'd be a meddler?
No.
Because you play fantasy football, and next thing you know, I mean,
I don't play fantasy football.
Oh, we play fantasy baseball, I guess.
That I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to give up all that gambling.
Would I? Oh, I would.
Yeah, no gambling.
Ah. I don't want to own a team.
I just think that I don't think people appreciate how hard that job is.
I just think it would be cool. I don't think I would meddle in a sense of like, hey, get this guy and that's a bad move and go get this guy.
Yeah.
But I would like to see the operation. I would like to, I'm there. I'm around.
Yeah.
I'm like John Mara. The Giants, just kind of hanging around.
I think a lot of people say they wouldn't meddle until they got in, and then I think you'd meddle. I don't know how you couldn't. Like, if I owned the Pittsburgh Steelers, it would bother me right now.
Well, you know that, who's their owner?
Rooney.
Rooney has some thoughts.
Yeah. I don't know how, I mean, I wouldn't want to be like Daniel Snyder meddling.
But see, here's the thing. I think that meddling, you're right, that meddling would be hard because if you're around, they're going to ask you.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Like, they're going to be like, so, Mr. Sakanik, we were thinking about doing this deal. And so then all of a sudden you get accused of meddling when they're really just asking you because you own the team.
Yeah. Meddling is like, hey, I've been watching so-and-so.
Exactly.
I want it.
So there's two different things.
Yeah.
If you're just hanging around and they're throwing stuff at you because you're the owner and they feel like they have to because they need to respect you,
yeah,
show you some respect, that's not meddling.
No. But here's my problem.
Meddling is, yeah. Hey, I got this list of guys I think you should go get.
And, meddling is me telling you we're way over yeah. this segment and it's time to go. Oh.
Yes, Buckley's meddling.
Well, I was just thinking, like, if I was partying with Jody Allen, you know, and we were, like, having some hot tub penguin bones parties, and they came to me and were like, we're drafting Colin Knipple, I would not have it in me to not throw a fit. I'd be like, to hell we are. And you can
and
have
you're not the owner, just Jody's the owner.
I know, but I'm in Jody's ear being like, we're not doing this. Like, no. And then she would come to me and be like, hey, we have a really like advanced scouting thing here. And they say that Knipple's, I'd be like, no, we're not doing it. Like, you've seen him play three times. I don't think
so. You're meddling.
I would meddle.
That's Burt Cold.
I would. I'm honest.
I love that.
There's no way I could put aside my hatred for Colin Knipple. I couldn't do it.
I love it. Okay, we gotta go. Yeah. Club 1080 is next. Where is Sook's future daughter-in-law when we need her? On The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.